Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You are looking at Erev and 11 talking about wounds. Rev Yehuda tells us from a Mishnah, we may not curry an animal with a metal comb, a kiddur, on Yom Tov because it might make a womb. The notes point out it draws blood, which is an avalach on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. As we see in Shabbos, animals are curried, combed to remove the clumps of mud and dirt that mat the animal's hide and cause it pain. But we may curry an animal with a wooden comb, kirtsuf, since it does not make a womb. The notes point out kiddur and kirtsuf are the same procedure, currying performed with different implements, as the Braisa explains. The sages say we may not curry with a metal comb nor curry with a wooden comb, and we've learned in a Braisa what form of currying is called kiddur and what form is called kirtsuf. Kiddur refers to curring with a comb that has thin teeth, which can make a womb. Kirtsuf refers to curring with a comb that has thick teeth, which does not make a womb. We see that we should be careful not to make a womb in the animal. That's the idea, first of all, of Tsar Balei Chaim. We should make sure to take care of animals, our pets, or animals that we have in our life, and make sure not to cause them pain, and in general, for animals not to cause them pain, unnecessary pain or the like. Even the idea of shechita, of killing an animal for meat and the like, is done in the most humane way possible that ends the life as fast and as painless as possible. And in general, we shouldn't load up the animal too much, like an ox or a donkey, and we should make sure to feed our animals first and take care of them and make sure to be involved with them in general. That's point number one. If we have animals in our life or animals in general, we should make sure to take care of them and not do different things that could hurt them or cause undue damage to them, and especially unnecessary damage or the like. And number two, we should make sure in our own life not to make wounds on other people and not on ourselves. If we have an ability and a way to be involved with people that's less painful, that will hurt them less, if we involve with them, we must do so. If for some reason we must cause criticism or say criticism to somewhere else, just to point out a fault to someone, don't use the thin comb that could cause difficulty. Don't use harsh words like a thin comb on a person's flesh or a person's being, that it could cause them unnecessary damage, unnecessary wounds. Rather, use the wide comb, the metaphorical comb, on their flesh, on their body, on their soul, on their being, so it doesn't cause them any damage, doesn't cause them any wounds. Granted, you might have to give them criticism, you might have to point out something they did wrong, but do it in a way that's not that thin comb, but it's the thick comb with the thick ones that doesn't hurt them. Whatever we can to cause less pain, less wounds on another. In general, we shouldn't cause wounds and cause pain on anyone else, but if for some reason we have to be involved with others and there might be some way to lessen any sort of pain, we should do so. If someone has to be let off, or someone needs to be told something, or someone needs to have any sort of things that are considered criticism or anything on any level, it should be done in a warm way, a loving way, in a way that could cause less pain. Warm words, even in a harsh situation, can do much wonders than anything else. And if we have to use those words, we should do it in a less painful and less hurtful way. Just as the Gemara talks about the wounds on the animals, we should take care of animals in general, but also how much more so for humans, we should make sure to lessen any wounds or any pains in any way we can. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 12 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.